我们交通到信心的道路是蒙福的道路。
He said we should have all the way of faith is the blessed way.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And there's no way we can please God without faith.
到神面前来的人必须信有神。
He who comes to God must believe there is God.
并且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And believe that he rewards those who seek him.
我们也交通到信心的道路，也就是试炼的道路。
We also share share the topic about the way of faith is also a way of trial.
因为这条道路是我们天然生命所没有办法走的。
Because the way of faith is not something our natural life can walk on easily.
但是经过了百般的试炼。
Yeah, we will go through many kinds of trials.
我们却要以为是大喜乐。
But consider a great joy.
今天早间我们还要来交通到信心的祷告。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the prayer out of faith.
讲到信心其实是不太容易交通的。
And actually faith itself is a pretty hard topic to share.
因为不是我们看得着摸得着的。
For it's not something touchable or visible.
曾经有一次，司布正弟兄他跟一群主日学的孩子们来讲到信心这个题目。
There was one time this famous Christian brother Spurgeon, he was sharing with children Sunday school about this topic of faith.
那我们的弟兄是讲道之王。
And he was the best. He was the best of all speakers in his time.
但讲到信心，跟这孩子们，他后来他拿出一个他怀里的表来。
So in order to express this idea about faith, he takes this watch out of his shirt.
他说这只表有没有人愿意要
He said, who wants this watch here?
那你们如果愿意要的你就可以来拿
If you want it, come get it.
那这些小朋友听了觉得说这不可思议啊这么好的一只表
And all the children down there watching, look at the watch, go, wow, that's a good watch, but this is impossible.
虽然他们很想要可他们不敢
Even though they really like to have that watch, but they dare not go forward to get it.
后来只有一个
Only one child, a boy.
他就跑到前面去
He ran forward.
他说我要
And he said, I want it and grab it.
斯本人就把这个表就给了他
and Brother Spurgeon gave him the watch
他就真正的得到了这个表
and he indeed got the watch
是不是那天没有说这只是表演哈等一下再拿回来
and our speaker didn't say oh it was just a show okay give me back later
他真正就把表给了他
he indeed gave the boy his watch
那这个孩子他想要这只表
and that boy who wanted the watch
他也跑到前面去他就说我要他就接受了
ran forward and got the watch
这就是一个信心的表现。
And that's the manifestation of a man's faith.
今天我们到底有没有信心
？And so when we talk about whether we have faith or not,
其实从我们信主开始。
Actually, from the first day we believe in Jesus.
所有我们蒙福都是因着信。
The reason why we can be blessed is all because we have this faith.
信也就是接受。
Faith is to receive.
我要接受耶稣基督成为我的救主。
I want something. I want Jesus become my savior and accept him into my heart.
这么简单。
It's just as simple as that.
但是常常最简单的事情呢，却是我们天然的人所最难接受的。
Unfortunately, most simple thing many times is the hardest way for us to accept.
所以我们盼望在这些日子，我们和弟兄姊妹大家一同。来操练，来走信心的道路。
Therefore, these days, my burden is to share with you this way of faith, and let's walk on this way of faith together.
早上我们要交通到关于信心的祷告。
Therefore, this morning, I want to share with you the prayer out of faith.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音。
Let's read the scripture together, John.
十六章二十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 24.
听我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。主在最后钉十字架之前，他告诉我们一个这么宝贵的应许。
This is such a precious promise before Jesus was crucified.
你们向来没有奉我的名求什么。
He said, Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name.
下面这句话很稀奇。如今你们求就必得着。
And what he said after that was just marvelous. He said, Ask.And you will receive.
你们求就必得着。
Ask, and you will receive.
当然，很多人读到这句话里面，在那里暗喜。
And a lot of people were happy when they read this verse.
那也却非常的惊讶，真的吗
？But also they were quite surprised. Are you sure?
我求就必得着吗
？I will just receive whatever I ask.
我买奖券，我可以求吗
？Can I ask for blessing when I buy lottery?
那如果大家都求，是不是每一个都得着呢
？What if everybody asks? then who's going to win the lottery?
当主把这个应许给我们。
But when Jesus gave us this precious promise,
他让我们认识到他的名是何等的宝贵。
His purpose is to show us how precious His name is.
这是超乎万名之上的。
For His name is a name that's above all names.
我们今天祷告是在主的名里面祷告。
Therefore, when we come and pray, we pray in the name of our Lord.
在他的所事，在他所做的一切的根基上，我们可以来祷告。
And on the foundation of who He is and what He has done, we pray.
祷告是神儿女的权利。
Prayer is the privilege and the right of children of God.
今天不是说谁比较属灵，所以他能够祷告。
It doesn't just belong to those who are more spiritual.
有人讲说，哎，某某弟兄，请你为我祷告。
Sometimes you hear people say, "Oh, brother so and so, can you pray for me?"
你祷告比较灵一点。
Because your prayer works more than mine.
其实祷告是每一个神儿女的权利。
Actually, prayer is the privilege of every child of God.
反而我们常常听说刚得救的人，他们祷告还特别灵。
And actually, those newborn Christian babies, their prayer got answered more than we are ours.
我想他们的信心是特别的单纯。
I think because they have this simple faith.
我记得在我老大差不多只有三岁多的时候。
I remember when my first daughter was about three some years old.
有一次我的脖子扭了。
One time my neck was injured.
有一天。晚上啊，我坐在沙发那里，这脖子很不舒服。
And I was sitting on the sofa in my living room and I feel very discomfortable.
那我的老大他就来问我说 ，Daddy， 你怎么样啦、啊、
？So my daughter approached and said, Daddy, how are you feeling?
说我这个脖子痛啊。
I said my neck hurts.
他说我帮你祷告。
Said, oh, let me pray for you.
啊，他就这个伸着手，这个帮我这个按手祷告。
She stretched out her little hand and pray for me.
我可以感受到。这是一个单纯信心的祷告。
All I could say was a prayer out of very simple faith.
我不是说这个小孩子哦，他有医病的恩赐或者是怎么样。
I'm not saying she has the gift of healing here.
但是他有一个单纯的祷告。
But she has a prayer out of a simple heart.
但是这个信心的祷告，神垂听的。
And God listened to that kind of prayer out of faith.
真的神垂听的。
And indeed, God listened.
他祷告完，我就觉得好多了。
After she prayed for me, I felt much better.
所以祷告是每一个神儿女的权利。
Then we know prayer is a right of every child.
我们不要说我们信主了好久，我们从来不就用这个权利。
Therefore, don't forget to use this right God has given to us.
从一得救开始。
From the day we are saved.
主已经把他的名赐给我们。
God has given to us His name.
我们无论求什么，就必得着。
Therefore, whatever we ask, we will receive.
叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy can be complete.
一面祷告是每一个神儿女的权利。
On one hand, it is the right of every child of God to pray.
但另外一面呢？
But on the other hand,
无论我们信主了多久，
it doesn't matter how long we have believed in the Lord.
我们仍然要说主啊，求你教导我们怎么样祷告。
We'll always humble ourselves by saying, Lord, teach us how to pray.
我们仍然觉得我们不会祷告。
We always feel that we are not good at praying.
因为祷告可以是一个最简单的。
Because praying can be a simple task.
但是也可以是一个最深的功课。
It can be also the difficult lesson.
但是我想我们在这里要知道这是我们每一个神儿女的权利。
But we just want everybody to know this is the right of every child of God to pray.
我们每一个人都可以祷告。
Every one of us can pray.
因为主在这里那么清楚地应许我们。
Because Jesus has told us clearly here.
他要听我们的祷告。
He will listen to our prayer.
但是有的人在问说神他是不是听我们的祷告就是他答应我们每一个祷告。
But people may ask,So if God listens to all of our prayers, does that mean He always answers to each one of our prayers?
这我们也可以说每一个祷告都有答应。
Yes, we all can say every prayer has an answer from God.
但是这个 answer 呢，从神来的，是不是一定就必须是 yes 呢？
But the answer may not always be yes.
你有一个祈求，神能不能够对你说一个 no 的 answer 呢？
Can you take no from God to your prayer request?
我想我们对祷告，也许我们会有很多的疑问。
I think we may have many questions about prayer.
但是信心的祷告是我们一生当中给蒙的一个极大的祝福。
But prayer of faith will bring us many blessings in our life.
我们一起来看一些信心祷告的原则。
Let's just read together a few principles of the prayer of faith.
我们读一下雅各书第四章第二节和第三节，我们就处最后一段和最前面一段，我们就照着我们的节目单来。
Let's read James chapter 4 verse 2 to 3 as printed on a program sheet.
你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求。你们 得不着是因为你们不求。
You do not have because you do not ask God.
这很多人他讲说这个事情太小了，不好意思去麻烦神。
A lot of times we heard people say, "Oh, that's such a trivial thing. Don't bother God with this."
我自己努力一下，我都可以 handle。
With some efforts from my side, I can do it.
不好意思去麻烦。
It's kind of embarrassing to ask God about this kind of thing.
但有些时候遇到真正大的事情来了。
But when we encounter big things.
他说这事情太大了。
They said, "Oh, this is too big."
我不敢把它交托在神的。
I dare not just trust in the hand of God.
我还是靠自己好好的努力。
I better work hard try to solve this.
很多的时候我们得不着，因为我们怎么样不求。
Many times we do not have it because we do not ask God.
但是求是一个蒙福的事情。
Yes, to ask is the way to be blessed.
神要我们祷告。
Because God wants us to pray.
他盼望我们来向他祈求。
And He wishes that we'll come and speak to Him.
很多时候我们想，这位神他是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的。
And sometimes we think, you know, God is all-knowing and God's everywhere and God's all-capable.
我们所有的需要，难道神不知道吗？
So,Don't you think God would have known what I need?
今天神如果要做一件事情，他难道还需要我们来告诉他吗？
If God desires to do something, you think God needs us to tell him how to do it?
很多时候我们觉得很稀奇。
And many times we're marveled.
他在圣经里面讲说，为着我的工作，为着我的种植和我手中的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
Yes, in the Bible, God tells us clearly that things regarding my many sons and my work, you can tell me what to do.
我们觉得稀奇。
Wow, we are surprised.
但是我们看见神一次一次呼召人到他面前。
But we see, in fact, it's God called many people to Him again and again.
他叫我们向他祈求。
And He wants us to pray to Him about.
你们求就必得着。
And He said, "Ask, you will receive."
他叫我们借着祷告。
And through prayer.
我们能够来认识他的心意。
We can come to know what's in His heart.
叫我们借着祷告。
Through prayer.
经历神在我们身上的工作。
We can experience the work of God upon us.
这是很奇妙的。
That is truly marvelous.
但是重要的是我们要求。
But the important thing is that we need to ask.
你千万不要觉得不好意思去麻烦神。
Don't think it's kind of embarrassing to ask God
for help. 我们的神日理万机啊。
You think God is so busy with all these things in the world.
你想多少人都在祷告。
Imagine there are so many prayers offered up every day.
好像神太忙了。
We feel that God may be too busy for us.
你怕他忙不过来。
We were afraid that He's too busy to take care of small things from us.
神不会的，他要我们每一个人都祷告。
No, God is not too busy for us. He wants each one of us to pray.
不论大事不论小事。
And doesn't matter for big things or small things.
他叫我们都带到神的面前。
He desires for us to bring everything to Him.
他说你们得不着，因为你们不求。
He said you do not receive because you do not ask God.
但是下面接下来讲一句话说。
But the what's following is.
你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives.
一个小孩子，他跟他父亲说。这个天上的 月亮好漂亮。
A child may ask his daddy for, "Look, the beautiful moon in the sky."
他说我要这个月亮。
I want the moon, daddy.
这个父亲再想要把月亮给他也是没办法。
And no matter how the father wants to give him the moon, it's impossible.
这是一个妄求。
Because that's asking too much.
我想当我们回顾以往我们很多的祷告。
And looking back, many of our prayers.
我们现在也许会说，主，我感谢你，还好你当初没有答应我那个祷告。
We may look at the fact of God, I thank you for not answering that prayer with a yes.
我们当时可能不晓得我在求的是什么。
Because at that time I really didn't know what I was asking.
但是神在这里他说，你们求也得不着。
And God says, even you ask, you do not receive.
因为这是一个妄求。
Because you ask with the wrong motives.
所以我们在祷告的时候
Therefore when we pray
但是还有很多我们需要一同来学习
There are so many things we need to learn when we pray
到底什么才是应该求的什么才是妄求的
We need to know what is the right kind of prayer and what is the prayer with wrong motives
什么是我们真正的需要的
What is what we really need
什么是神他所要给我们的
And what God desires to give to us
什么是神的旨意
What isThe will of God.
需要我们祷告的。
These are the things we need to pray for.
也许在开始很多情况我们不晓得。
Maybe at the beginning we weren't really clear.
但是当我们不断的祷告
But by praying again and again
神他就能够做工在我们身上
God is able to work deep within us
若是我们不祷告
But if we do not pray at all
我们没有把机会给神让他做工在我们的地方
Then we would not have given God any chance to work in our heart
他说叫我们祷告
So God said pray
要怎么祷告呢
And how to pray
我们读雅各书一章第六节和第七节
Let's read James Chapter 1, verses 6 and 7.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得着什么。他说要怎么祷告呢？凭着信心求。
Therefore, here in James 1 it says, when you ask, you have to believe without doubt.
一点不疑惑。
Without any doubt.
一点都没有疑惑。
Not even a single doubt.
我常常想到去年曾经到我们当中的那个乔派伯弟兄。
And I remember that brother Joseph Paul came to visit us last year.
那我们的弟兄实在是有一定的恩赐。
He was definitely a servant of with the gift of healing.
我想我们当中很多人都有参加。
And many of us were there when he came.
我信主三十多年也是第一次看见哇这么奇妙的事情。
As a 30-some years Christian, this is the first time I saw so many miracles occur before my eyes.
但是常常让我里面受感动的。
But what moved me the most?
不是说主给他的这个恩赐。
Was not the gift that he has.
乃是当我们跟他交通的时候。
But when we share with him.
这个老弟兄七十几岁，但他真的就像小孩子一样那么单纯。
Even though he was in his seventies, but his attitude was as pure as a child.
他讲一句话说，他说我从来没想到说神会不听我的祷告。
He said, I never thought about God would not listen to my prayer.
好像从来没有这样子想过。
There wasn't never a thought like that enter his mind.
我们常常想说神会不会听我的祷告。
Many times we will wonder, does God listen to my prayer?
但是老弟兄他说他从来没想过说。神会不听他的祷告。
But to our 70-some years old brother, he said that thought never entered into his mind.
就因为他有一个这样单纯的一个信心。
Just because he has such a simple faith.
所以看见他能够，神能够用他做这么奇妙的事情。
Therefore, God could do a lot of work through him.
有一个单纯的心，一点都不疑惑。
With a simple and pure heart, without any doubt.
凭着信心来祷告。
He prayed in faith.
但是我们的老弟兄。他在每一次服事中，其实他花很多的时间与主亲近。
And every time before he served the children of God, he spent so much time coming to the Lord.
他在服事之前很长时间他是禁食祷告。
And he would just spare all his time fasting and praying before his service.
这是他一个隐藏的生活。
And that was a hidden spiritual life.
所以他祷告是一个显出彰显外面人家看见许多的能力的彰显。
And therefore when his prayer, the hidden prayer, are the reason why he could manifest all this miracle and power.
但是弟兄里面一点没有疑惑的信心。
And there was no doubt in his heart.
这是为什么神这样子来听他的祷告。
And I think that's why God could listen to his prayer like that.
弟兄姊妹，这叫我们得着激励。
And we were greatly encouraged by him.
凭着信心求。
Pray in faith.
一点不疑惑。
Without any doubt.
因为疑惑的人就像海中的波浪。
Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea.
被风吹动翻腾。
Blown and tossed by the wind.
这讲到我们很多情形起起伏伏的。
And that describes our inner condition, a lot of ups and downs.
好像里面有一个这样的一个海浪的翻腾。
It's like there are many waves of sea within our heart.
但是当我们真正进入与主的交通
But when we come close and have fellowship with the Lord
没有疑惑的祷告
Then we will not offer prayer out of doubt
我们的神就带我们进入水深之处
And our Lord will take us down to the deep
我们的心一直停留在他的面前
And help us our heart to stay just before him
凭着信心不断的祈求
And pray continuously out of faith
神常常他也量许多的试炼许多的环境
And many times God allows us to be in a situation that's full of trials and tests
却信心的道路是试炼的道路
Yes, the way of faith is the way that's filled with trials
信心的道路若没有试炼好像生命的道路没有十架一样
Without trials, the way of the faith is just like we have a life from God but without the cross Work of the cross
这些试炼是神手中可用的一个工具
Because all these trials around us is just a tool in the hand of God.
但是今天我们在各样百般的试炼当中
Therefore, when we are facing many trials,
我们怎么能够从试炼中得着这个帮助，得着益处呢？
How can we be benefited from all these many kinds of trials?
神叫我们来祷告。
The way is to pray.
祷告就是我们来到神的面前。
To pray means to come to God.
今天我们可以靠着我们自己来面对这些试炼。
Yes, we can face all the difficulties with our own efforts.
我们可以咬着牙好像来走过去。
Yes, we can fight hard and go through with it.
但是我们发现说，的确环境今天很难很难，也许到有一天它也过去了。
And no matter how hard the situation may be, one day they're all going to pass away.
但是我们的生命却没有什么改变。
But going through those difficult times, our spiritual life does not grow.
有些人经过了苦难，他反而他的生命变得非常的硬。
Sometimes people going through hardship, you notice their spiritual life becomes so hardened.
神叫我们经过试炼，我们向他祷告。
And going through trials, God desires that we will learn how to pray.
他不要我们白白的受苦。
He doesn't want us to suffer in vain.
他不要我们靠着我们自己来承受这所有的重担。
And he doesn't want us to carry the burden on our own.
他要我们来依靠他。
But he wants us to learn to trust him.
他要来帮助我们。
Because he wants to help us.
他告诉我们说，每一个重担他都来与我们分担。
And he said, every burden of yours, I want to carry it.
我们的神他这样爱我们。
Because our God loves us.
他不但帮助我们，扶持我们，经过这些痛苦试炼。
Now he loves us and he sustains going through these trials.
弟兄姊妹，主在每一个过程当中，他要把祝福赐给我们。
But he desires more is to bless us through the process.
他要把他的生命坐在我们的里面。
He wants to build up his life within us.
只有我们向他祷告。
Therefore, our way is to pray.
借着祷告，我们来到他的面前。
Through prayer, we can come to our God.
借着这样的祷告，当我们经过每一个阶段、每一个过程。
And when we go through every stage in the difficult time.
我们可以说，不是我自己过来的。
We all are able to say, really, it's not by my work.
是主跟我一起经过的。
But my Lord walks with me through it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们的里面就会充满了喜乐。
There will be full of joy.
我记得以前、经过那个读书的阶段。
I remember when I was in grad school.
那的确因为竞争非常的激烈。
Yes, the competition was extremely severe.
大家都好像这个拼了命，你拿不到这个奖学金，你可能就要换学校或者退学。你考不过这个试，你可能就被当掉，你就没有机会了。
Everyone strives so hard because we all want to get a scholarship and we all want to pass all kinds of examinations and graduate.
那你要做一个论文，你这个研究做不出来，就是没有办法。
And a dissertation is the hardest thing for us. We got to have some kind of result in our research, otherwise there's no way to graduate.
所以在整个那个环境的里面是充满了争竞，充满了很多的痛苦。
Therefore, as a student, our life is full of trials, full of competition and suffering.
所以有的时候跟一些同学，大家想到那一段，他们讲好像有点这个不堪回首的感觉。
Sometimes we chat with people that graduated from the program. They say, looking back, it was really a hard process.
但是感谢主，我每一次想到那段过程。
But I thank the Lord every time when I look back.
是经历神很大恩典的一段过程。
And I felt that was the time full of God's great grace.
不是说我一帆风顺都没有遇到困难。
It's not that I did not encounter difficulties.
反而是每一次遇到最艰难的一个环境。
Yes, in most difficult time.
最大的一个失败。
And in my greatest failure.
但是每一次都看见有神的手在其中。
I saw the hand of God.
从我这样事情经过以后
，So when I go through a process like that，
我知道主在我身上他要做什么样的工作。
I know what God wanted to do on me。
他有一个旨意的。
He has this purpose for me。
我里面很能够体会到说，神他不叫我们白白的受苦。
And I can sense deeply, yes, God never wants us to suffer in vain。
今天为什么有一个失败，有一个难处呢
？Why did He allow a failure occurred or a difficult time upon me？
为什么有一个这么痛苦的环境呢
？Why do I have to suffer so much？
不是我们神他那么忍心，好像就任意，好吧，让你受一点苦。
It's not God has hardened his heart to watch me suffer.
神乃是量而又量啊。
But in his hand he measured carefully again and again.
他生怕这个担子过于你所能够担的。
He wants to make sure it's not a burden that more than I can really take.
仇敌想尽办法要来攻击。
And on the other hand, enemies try his best to defeat me.
我们知不知道多少时候是神在那里一路保守我们？
Do we realize his sustaining power has protected us all the way?
但有时候也神也许可，好像仇敌的攻击临到我们身上。
Sometimes God will allow his devil's attack upon us.
但他是良而又良。
But before he allows it, he will measure carefully again and again.
不会过于他所能承担的。
He wants to make sure it's not more than what we can take.
但是神盼望我们在这个试炼的过程中
But his desire is that through this difficulty
叫我们回转向他
We can learn to turn back toward him
叫我们向他祷告
And we can learn to pray to him
从神得着帮助
We can experience that he can help us
从神得着力量
To receive strength from above
因为他要把真正的祝福来赐给我们
Because God desires to us to give us the true blessing
很多的时候我们也知道
Many times we know
没有这些的环境
If without all these difficulties
我们没有办法来领受神的祝福
Many times we will not experience or receive his blessing
好像这些神也没有办法他必须要用这样的一个过程来制作我们
God has to use these difficulties to work upon us
我们来读一下马太福音七章七节
Let's read on Matthew chapter 7 verse 7
你们祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门我想这又是一个非常确定的应许
I think this is another sure promise
你们祈求就给你们
It says ask and you will be given
寻找就寻见
Seek and you will find
叩门就给你们开门
Knock and the door will be opened
当我们讲到祷告的时候
So when we talk about prayer
是的神明明讲说你们祈求就给你们
Yes, God says seek and you will find
但是很多时候也许我们的经历是为什么我祷告神都没有听呢
But most of the time we feel that I seek but I didn't find
好像我祷告了祈求了好多好多的年日
It's I've been praying for years
但是好像神还没有垂听
But God has not yet listened
为什么呢
Why?
我想下面他就告诉我们说寻找的就必寻见
Because it says seek and you will find
神如果没有听我们的祈求肯定有他的原因的
When God does not answer our prayer right away there must be a reason for it
有一个弟兄教我们他说写一个祷告簿
And there was a brother share with us so try to keep a prayer journal
祷告簿是写什么呢
And what's supposed to be on our prayer journal
当你有一个需要向神祈求
When you have a need and you pray to God,
把这个祷告写在这个簿子上
Write down that prayer on your journal.
然后什么时候神答应了这个祷告，你就把它写下去
And leave another column when God answers prayer. Write down how He answers.
神是怎么答应了这个祷告
Describe how God has answered our prayer.
但是他讲了一件事情
And this brother told us one principle.
就说当他回头看他的祷告簿
He said when he looked back his journal.
的确有很多很多祷告都是神答应的祷告
Yes, there are much prayer answered by God
但他讲到说他也有一些呢他用红笔写的是神没有答应的祷告
Yes, he highlights certain areas with red pen Those are the prayer that has not been answered
那这些祷告呢当他发现说为什么神没有答应
So when he reviewed his journal He noticed why God did not answer his prayer
他就在神面前去寻找这个原因
And so he came to God and seek the reason why God did not answer
当他寻找到这个原因的时候
When he found out the reason why God did not answer
他就用红笔把它写下来
And also he will write down the reason in red
诗篇六十六篇告诉我们
Psalm 66 told us
我心里若注重罪孽主必不听
If I focus my mind on iniquity then God will not listen to me
很多的时候是罪成为我们祷告的答应的一个拦阻
Therefore, many times our sin is a hindrance that hinders us from our prayer being answered
主说寻找的就必寻见
God says seek and you will find
而我们真的认真的向神来寻找
So when we seriously seek the reason
好多时候主一下子开我们眼睛
Many times God will open our inner eyes
我们若注重罪孽主不听
If there's a sin then God will not listen
所以主光照我们
Therefore God will enlighten us
叫我们看见这个拦阻到底在哪里
To show us what is stopping his blessing
我们称主认罪跟主悔改。
Then we have a chance to repent before him.
求主的宝血来遮盖我们。
And ask his blood to cover and cleanse us.
很多时候是因为有一个人是我没有办法饶恕他。
Sometimes maybe because there's one person I just can't forgive.
我没有办法让他过去。
I cannot just let this thing go by.
啊，当我们祷告，一下子主开我们。
Yeah, when we are praying, suddenly the Lord showed us to us our unforgiveness.
叫我们看见这个人。
We suddenly saw this person in our mind.
叫我们看见我们里面的光景。
We suddenly saw our condition.
我们求主帮助主，你赦免我们。
And then we said, Lord, help me, forgive me.
一下子圣灵来了。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit will come.
好像我里面得着了一个好大的释放。
And release me that burden.
没有谁是不能饶恕的。
There's no one I will hold against anymore.
当我们真的是恢复了这样子与神之间的和好。
When we do that, we are reconciled with God.
我们的祷告，主他垂听。
Then God will listen to our prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，祷告实在是一次一次让我们认识到主工作在我们的身上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.Prayer is the thing that God can work upon us and show our true condition.
祈求就给你们。
Ask, you will receive.
寻找就寻见。
Seek, and you will find.
当你祈求没有给你的时候，你就寻找。
So when we ask, but it's not given to us, then what we need to do is to seek.
是不是有什么成为我祷告的答应的拦阻？
To find out what is hindering my prayer from being answered.
是不是我求的是？妄求不是我所需要的。
To seek to see if it's because I'm praying with the wrong motives.
但是我们认真的去寻求。
But if we seriously seek the reason.
神会让我们知道。
God will reveal it to us.
他最后讲到，叩门就给你们开门。
And it says, knock and the door will be opened to you.
多少次我们祷告是在那里叩墙。
Sometimes we are praying like knocking on the wall.
他叩了半天怎么不开呢？
We keep on knocking, but the wall was not open.
他讲到说是叩门。
But here says to knock on the door.
所以我们必须借着祈求，借着寻求，到最后你认识到什么是神的心意。
Therefore, through asking, through praying, through seeking, we finally realize what is God's will in this matter.
你在那里叩墙叩了半天，神告诉你说不是这个姊妹，是那一个。
You may be knocking on the wall continuously, but God desires to tell you not this woman, but the other person woman.
哎呀，当你经过了好多的为难，好多的挣扎。
Then you will go through a lot of struggles and difficulties.
最后你发现到神的旨意是这样。
Then we realize, you know, God's will is this way.
好，你就去叩门啦。
And then you knock right on it.
这次不再是叩墙了。
No longer knocking on the wall.
啊，你发现叩门的就怎么样，就给你们开门。
Then we discover when you knock on the door will be open.
所以这简单的几句，其实是我们一生中常常反复在那里学习，在那里操练。
This seems to be a simple verse, but it's a lesson we repeatedly learn in our life.
祈求就怎么样
？Ask then.
祈求就给你们，寻找呢就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。感谢主，主叫我们凭着信心求，一点也不疑惑。
And the Lord wants us to pray by faith without any doubt.
啊，我们再来读马可福音十一章二十四节。
Mark 11:24.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。他这边又告诉我们了，凡你们祷告祈求的，他前面讲说无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Here says whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
所以尼弟兄在这边把这一节圣经。告诉我们的非常的清楚。
And Watchman Nee explained this verse very clearly to us.
他说祷告呢有两个阶段。
It's a very two stages in our prayer.
那祷告呢在这边呢两个方向，一个呢叫做是得着。
And there are two stages here. One is that believe you have received it.
一个叫做必得着。
And then it will be yours.
叫做信，当你信。是得着的时候，是一个好像已经在神那里已经完成的事情。
The first stage is that you feel that you have received it. That's something that's done by God on His side.
然后呢，就必定会得着。
And the next stage is that then we will receive it.
我想他也举了一些例子，让我们明白到底什么是信是得着，然后就必得着。
He gave several examples to describe these two stages.
他讲到一位老姊妹。
He talked about there was this old sister.
是你弟兄的老师。
And she was the teacher of Washington.
带他得救，带他认识主。
She actually helped him to be saved, and she helped him to come to know the Lord.
非常属灵的一位姊
妹。She was a very spiritual young woman.
那有一次，这位姊妹她得了 cancer。
And one day she contracted cancer.
那段时间，尼弟兄他也得着了医治的经历。
And during that time, Watchman Nee himself experienced a healing miracle.
所以这位老姊妹呢，就找尼弟兄要来交通。
Therefore, this Christian sister came to fellowship with him.
所以这老姊妹呢，她也有信心。
She has faith.
但她的信心呢，是说神必定要医治我。
And her faith that God will definitely heal me.
所以她一直相信说神必定要医治我。
So she believed in her heart that God will surely heal me.
但是尼弟兄跟她交通。
Yeah, when Brother Nee shared with her.
说你相信神必定要医治你是没有用的。
It's about just believing that God will definitely heal me. It's not useful.
信心的原则是讲到说，当你相信说神已经医治了你。
Because the principle of faith is that only you believe because you know God has.
如果你得着了这样的一个信心
When you receive a faith telling you that you have been healed
信是得着
You know you have received
然后下面才有必得着
Then it will be yours
我想尼弟兄 在那里就是告诉我们一件事情
Therefore watching me is trying to make a point
当我们在祷告祷告祷告到一个地步
That is when wePray and pray and pray.
忽然之间我们里面有了一个把握。
Suddenly, you just have this assurance in your heart.
神已经听了我们的祷告。
Knowing that God has heard and answered.
在这一段时间我们也不晓得要经过多长。
And we don't know how long does it take for this thing to become real.
所以这个时间是一个试炼的过程。
Therefore, this waiting period will be a period of trial.
很多时候就在那里拼命的祷告。
And the only thing we could do is keep on praying.
那有很多祷告，其实还有很多祷告的原则哈，讲到我们向主的直求啊，缠磨的祷告啊。
And there are also many other principles for us to ask directly and boldly or continuously.
所以很多的祷告也许花好多的年日。
Therefore, some prayer requests may take a long time.
但是也许很多的祷告是马上就垂听。
And some prayer requests will be answered in short period.
可是我们不知道。
And we just don't know.
但是他说信是得着。
But here says that if you believe, you have received it.
当你祷告到一个时候，你知道说，哎呀，神答应了我的祷告。
Which means during our prayer, suddenly there's a point in time that we know God has answered.
虽然外面环境还没有发生。
Even though you don't see that happen yet.
所以我们眼睛还没有看见说事情成就了。
Therefore, with our physical eyes, we haven't seen it accomplished.
但是我们里面忽然之间得着了这个把握。
But suddenly we just have this assurance deep within.
有的时候是一下子神的话被我们得着了。
Sometimes it's through the word of God speaking to us.
啊，里面就充满了平安。
There will be filled with His peace.
充满了赞美。
Filled with praise.
我们就等候神做成他的工作。
And all we need to do is wait for him to do his job.
所以祷告前一段是我们的祈求。
And therefore when we pray, the first stage is to pray.
我们信是得着。
And when we believe that we have received it.
当我们得着这个信。
Once we have that assurance.
下面一个阶段呢。
The next stage is.
我们是赞美。
To praise only.
所以好像到了那个阶段你要再祈求。不想怎么求了。
Then you don't even know how to ask when you're at a second stage.
因为神说他要给你，他就已经给了。
Because you know God has promised to give to you and answer your prayer.
神告诉你说他必定做成，他就会做成。
If God let us know, have the assurance that He will do it, then He will do it.
所以第二个阶段，我们是在神面前赞美。
When we are in that stage, we could do nothing but praising Him.
所以很多的时候，当我们在人生的路上经过很多的试炼
，Therefore, many times when we go through trials in our life,
我们第一个就要祈求。
The first thing we need to learn is to pray.
我向神祷告。
Pray to God.
但是我们祷告到一个地步，求神的旨意能够成全在我们身上。
We pray continuously until a point we say, Lord, may Your will be done on this matter.
为什么在我身上遇见这个疾病
？Why do I have this sickness, Lord?
也许我们过程中一开始都不晓得。
Maybe at the initial process we did not understand.
但是我们祷告。
But we pray. Can we pray?
让神把他的旨意成就在我们身上。
Until His will is done on us.
有一天我们听见，我们眼睛看见。
Or we will hear from him, or we see him one day.
哦，真的，他受的鞭伤叫我们得医治。
We see that by your scourging we are healed.
当我们听见他的声音，他是我们的赐医者。
And when we hear that he is the healer,
我们得说的话。主要医治我们。
Or we receive a promise from him that he is going to heal me.
当我们有了这样的一个事得着。
When we have an assurance that we have received.
弟兄姊妹，下面我们就开始赞美。
Next thing we need to do is to praise.
但是这个赞美也是一个阶段。
And but this is also a stage we have to go through.
是的，我们在一面赞美是在信心里面来赞美。
On one hand, we praise out of faith.
我们歌唱，我们在信心里面来歌唱。
We sing out of faith.
因为在过程中，也许我的感觉跟我所要赞美的不太一样的。
Maybe our personal feeling is different from our praise.
我赞美说，神，我感谢你医治了我。
I say, Lord, I praise you for you have healed me.
也许医生的报告好像这指数还不是很正常。
But yet, on the other hand, all the medical records showing the other way.
但是弟兄姊妹，他告诉我们说，信是得着的，就必得着。
But God says.Believe that you have received it, and then it will be yours.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and we praise the Lord.
主叫我们经过这样的祷告阶段。
He allows us to go through a prayer process like that.
叫他的旨意成就在我们。
So that His will can be accomplished on us.
很多时候我们想说，我们祷告啊，好像跟神在摔跤一样。
And many times we feel that our prayer is like wrestling with God.
好像神本来不愿意做这件事情，我们要祷告，祷告让他愿意做这件事情。
It's like God really didn't want to do that, but we sort of through our prayer, we just force Him to make it happen.
好像神本来是要往东走的，我们祷告啊，神啊，求你要往西啊，往西啊，往西啊，最后他好，我就往西了。
We thought God was going eastbound, but we said, Lord, let's go westbound. Come on, and keep on praying, and finally God said, All right, let's go west.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是可以借着祷告来改变神的心意呢
？Brother, sister, can we change the will of God through prayer?
我想在神，他没有转动的影儿。
And I think there's no shadow turning to God.
他是一直往前而去
的。God keeps going forward.
我们永远要认识。
Therefore, we always have to know this.
只有我们能被改变。
The one that can be changed is us.
如果我们早一点有这样的认识
，And the sooner.
我们可以少受好多的苦。
The better, because we're gonna suffer less.
有很多时候，我们一生中就是跟神在那里摔跤啊，摔跤。
Sometimes we just wrestle with God all the days of our life.
你说没祷告，他也拼命的祷告。
You can't say that person did not pray. He prayed earnestly.
但是那个祷告呢，就是要神改变他的意思。
However, his prayer was trying to change God's mind.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们认识。这位神他何等的爱我们
But dear brothers and sisters, if we truly know how much God loves us,
他要把最好上好的福分来赐给我们
How he desires to give us what's best.
我们祷告求主先做工在我身上
Then we will pray, Lord, work on me.
当我们这边被神改变的时候
When we are changed by God,
环境也就改变了
Our circumstances will also change.
当主的工作做成在我们里面
When God finishes his work upon us,
外面的事情都是小事情
All these outward things are small things.
最难的是我们这个人
We are the big things.
所以神借着好多好多的环境，他就只有一个事情。
And therefore, God allows all these situations arises and surround us. God only has one reason.
他就是要来改变我们。
Which is to change us.
就来制作我们。
To work on us.
就把他的福分赐给我们。
So that His blessing can be poured down upon us.
当我们明白了这个。
Once we understand this.
我们就一起在神面前好好祷告。
Then we'll learn how to pray to Him.
他说：“信是得着的，就必得着。”
He said, "Believe that you have received it, and it will be yours."
曾经有一位姊妹
，Once there was this Christian sister.
在读大学的时候
，When she was in college.
还蛮年轻的
，When she was quite young.
那她的辅导就告诉她
，And then her counselor told her,
你要为你的另外一半祷告。
Pray for your the other spouse. Pray for your future spouse.
为你的另外一半呢，开始要寻求。
Start seeking God's will about your future spouse.
虽然我们的姊妹那时候还很年轻
，Even though she was still young,
她就很认真的在主面前祷告寻求。
So she took it seriously and she started praying to God.
那主也给她一些感动
，And God moved her too.
让她能够慢慢的能够清楚。
So gradually she understood.
虽然外面什么都还没看到
，Even though she did not see.Anybody outwardly.
但是里面呢，好像慢慢祷告，慢慢知道摸着神的心意。
But gradually, by keep on praying, she starts sensing what's in God's heart for her.
到有一天有一个弟兄
Until one day there was this Christian brother
从另外一个地方突然就搬到他们的附近
Suddenly moved to her neighborhood
那第一次来到教会里面
And he came to the church for the first time
后来这个姊妹看到那个名单
And this sister who has been praying for a long time saw the new guest list
主就说就是他
And God said that's him
就是他
That's him
但是姊妹呢就把这句话就放在心里
So she kept that in her heart
这个呢不是说外面就有什么事情发生
It doesn't mean something's going to happen already soon
过了好久他们也没交往什么都没有
And they actually did not date at all
她也从来没告诉别人
And she did not tell anybody either
所以过了大概一年多的时候
About a year passed by
好像主的时候到了
It's the time for God to start
当主说话的时候呢、yes. 好像里面信心来讲是一个信是得着
When God first told her it was him that was the time she received an assurance that something has been given
到后来连四周好多年长啊好多弟兄姊妹都觉得很着急了
And to a point the time has passed all the senior brothers and sisters in the church start worrying
后来好时间到了
Finally, God's timing has come.
就必得着。
So that it will be heard.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我想详细的可能请我姊妹慢慢交通好。但是他那个时候，他我说你早一点告诉我，好像事情就会简单很多。
Why don't you just tell me earlier? That would be much easier.
但我们结婚了好多年，他才告诉我。
She didn't tell me until after we got married.
就关于这个就是他的这件事。
God said that's him.
不过信是得着的，就必得着。
Believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
我们在这一生中真的感谢主啊。
And we have to thank the Lord for what we have in our life.
他没有叫我们天色常蓝。
He does not allow the sky to be always blue.
路旁的花香常漫。
There is always flowers blossoming along the way.
他留很多的事情叫我们来祷告。
But God will leave a lot of things for us to overcome through prayer.
来依靠他。
So that we learn how to trust him.
但是借着祷告我们能够摸着神的心意。
And through prayer we can feel what's in his heart.
然后我们可以知道说神今天在我身上他要做什么样的工作。
That we realize what kind of great work God desires to do upon me.
啊，每一次神把我们折服。
Every time He breaks us.
好像我们本来是一个那么顽强的折不断的。
We were something so stubborn, hard to break.
试炼的火一直增加。
Until the fire keep on increasing in
temperature. 环境的压力一直增加。
And the pressure from our surroundings increases.
到了一个地步。
To a point.
我们说主，我们伏在你的面前。
We finally yield before Him.
主在我们身上能够有一个工作的开始。
So the Lord can start His work upon us.
然后我们看见神原来他并没有离弃我们。
And we found out God really is never forsaken.
他并不是任凭我们去受苦。
He doesn't want us to suffer in vain.
他在每一个环境里面。
But in every situation.
他是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and He is in all.
他永远与我们同在。
He is always.
原来是他抱着我们经过最痛苦的路程。
Many times it was him who carried us through the most difficult times.
姊妹，我们的神是听祷告的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is God that listens to the prayer.
人非有信，不能到神的面前。
Yet we cannot please him without faith.
我们凭着信，弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的面前。
And by faith we can come to him.
只管凭信向他祈求。
Just ask him in faith.
我们来唱诗歌。548首
That's in 548
每一祷告都有答应
Every prayer will find its answer
好吧我无论我们今天我们有多少的需要
It doesn't matter how many needs we may have today
我们都带到神的面前
Let's bring every one of them to God
每一个祷告都有答应
Every prayer will find its answer
求神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上
Pray that His will be done on us